Vayter in Shas, we are on Bava Basa, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. Speaking of my Kuf Lamed Zayin, I'm a base by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom. Amar of Nachman. Shoy Zenos El Chumatana. Someone says, this ox is given to you as a Matana. Amanash Tachzirili, on condition you return it to me. Amatana, Amanas Lehachzir. Right? Says Rashba, Amachizman, after a certain amount of time. And what does he do? The guy borrows it. He's Makdash it, Igdisho, Vechzir, and then he returns it to him. Hareza Mukdash Mukhsar. It's hektish and it's returned. Says Rashbam, the Klomer, Hareza Mukdash or Mukhsar, who he returned it to him in the sky in Matanai. The Gloy Milsa, the Havia, it's revealed to the Havia. Matala Mafreya. Veneer Be'enai, the im mace betochazman. If he dies during the Tazman, the potter milishalim, he's potter from paying. The lo have a shoal, lis chayev ba'onsi. He's not a shoal, he's considered chayev in onsin. Viaf lo shomer lis chayev begineva va'aveda ela makabu matanahu. Veloschayev ela bepshia. Interesting. Point is, it's mukdash and it's mukhsar. Amali Rabbi Rav Nachman, Rabbi says, Rabbi Nachman, hold on a second. What are you talking about? Maya Hadre. What did he give back to him? The guy, it's mukdash. It says, Rashbam, Amanash, Zireu Lika Amalei, Sheikh Zarasa Latzma, she returned to him. Aval, Kavon, Shekhdija, once he was makdashit, ain't Zukiyim Chazar like this. All he did is give it to Hektash. So he says, back, Amalei, what do you mean? My Chazarle, what's he lacking? He gave back exactly what he says he's going to give it to him. El Amar Avashi says, Chazin, let's take a look, let's investigate. If he says a condition that it's returned, then Hadre, he returned it. You're going to return it to me, then me did the chazile kamele. I mean, something says chazile, and therefore that wouldn't work. If someone goes and writes his properties to somebody else. Hello, the other person goes, I don't want them. Like, they give it to me, but I'm not interested in this stuff that you're trying to give to me. Kana, he is Kone, says Rashbam. Let's finish. First, Kana, Vafilu Omed Vatsavech, he's Kone, even if he's yelling that he doesn't want to accept it. Rav Yochanan Amar, lo Kana, he's not Kone. Says Rashbam, Kana, Vafilu Omed Vatsavech, Eini Chifetz or Tanazu. For time and first, Kamara, it's going to explain why that is. Rav Yochanan says it's not Kana. Amar Vabamar Mamal, Velo Pligi, and they're actually not arguing. Beep, turn that page. Go Flamen Ches. Because the Yochanan says that it doesn't acquire it. It's like when he protests immediately, he yells like right away. And Kam, Bishosek, Meikara, Lososavek, where he's quiet at first and then he yells afterwards. Then he's connect. Since he already was Mekabalit, quietly, that means he is accepting it and you can't change it after the fact. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Zika lo yidei acher. Let's say of a case that someone goes in as a mezakah to someone through a third party. So I'm giving you a gift, but through Bob. V'shasik lo v'sof savach, and the one who's with you are you're quiet, and then afterwards you protest. In other words, you were there when he gave it over to Bob, and you didn't say anything about it, and then afterwards you yell about it. This enters into the machlokas between those two. The time runs in a braisa, kosev to chosv lacher, some writes possession to someone, vayu ben avadim, and there are avadim that are part of the possessions. Vamar Allah, the other one says back, yehav shimon, I don't want these avadim. Yehav hayu rabbi Rabban Shani Kohen, if the second one, in other words, the beneficiary, the one who's giving over to, is a Kohen, or Elu Ochel Machuma, these Avadim are now allowed to eat Truma. It says, Rishba, Machmas Hashani, the Vade Kane, was certainly Kane, Oksiv, a Kohen, Kiikna, Nefesh, Kinyan, Kaspo, Hu Yochel Bo, so therefore he goes and he eats it. Rabbi Shimon, Leel Omer, Kevin Shamar, Allah, Yevshim, and since he said, I don't want them, then Kfar Zachem and Roshin, the first one who's giving it over, it gets thrown back to him, to his Yarshim. Or to that guy, or to the Arshim. Vavina Baum, we asked on this. Vatanakama, you know, the Chachamim. They say that you are acquiring it. Afilo Omid Vitzavech. This is even if the guy's yelling, he doesn't want it. Amarav Vitim Rav Yochanan Vitzavech Meikaro. The guy yells right away. Then the Kulayamalo Pligi the Lokani. Of course, he's not going to be caught if he says right away, I don't want it. Shasagu was so quiet, and at the end he yells, the Kulayamalo Pligi the Kani. Of course, he was Kona. Keep Pligi, where's the argument? Shazika Loi De Acher, when he was Mazakir through a third party, when I gave it over to Bob to give to you. Vishasagu was so and he's quiet, and after he yelled. The Tanakama, Savatanakama says, be the Shasak Kaninu. For the fact that he's quiet, he saw the Shtarbi giving me over with this beautiful gift for him. He was quiet, so he was Kona. Behind the Kasavak, the fact that he yelled, Mahadar Hudaka Hadar Bay. All he's saying now is he's changing his mind, but sorry, he can't change it. No backsies. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, Hochiach Sofo Al Tchilaso, that the final thing is proving his first point, meaning the fact that he yelled shows that he didn't want it in the first place. Then why didn't he yell right away? It's because the Savar thought in his head, Kilomat to the other, he never came to my hand yet. All he gave him the Bob's hand, so why should I start yelling? yelling now. My etzvach. I'll just wait till it gets to my hand, then I'll yell. Tana Rabbanan, Shchimer Hashem, Tunu Masayim Zuz Leploni. A guy in his deathbed, he says, give 200 zuz to Ploni. Ushalosh Meos Leploni, 300 to this guy. Farber Meos to Leploni, and 200, and 400 to that guy. So he says, 200 to A, 300 to B, 400 to C. Ain Omrim Kola Kodam Mishtar Zochim. We don't say whoever came in the star early in the star, he gets his gift first. Rather, it's happening, but Basach, it's all happening at the same time. He's not able to say at the same time A2, B3, C4. So you're saying it consecutively, but you really need to give it all at the same time. Lefikach entonces, therefore, Yosel of Shtar Chov, this is Shtar Chov that comes against him, that he owes somebody money, then go with Mikulim, you take from all of them. Aval, Amar, Tanu, Masayim, Zu, right? That means that you take the, you give, you know, you ration it out fractionally according to how much each one is supposed to get. A is 200, 300, 400, you know, X amount of the percentage that they take from each one of them. Aval Omer Tunum Asayim Zuz Leploni. He says, give 200 Zuz to this guy. V'acharav, and after Leploni. V'acharav Leploni. So now he's made separate entities over there. So he really is not considered all grouped at the same time. Then Omer Kol HaKodem Mishtar Zocha, whoever is early in the Shtar Zocha, Lefikach, therefore, Yotzov Shachov, Shachov comes against him, the government Achon. You take from the last guy. Because the first guy could say, I got my thing, and whatever's left, give it from him. And so on and so forth. Elov, he doesn't have, so you go for the last guy. If he doesn't have enough, the government should have fun. We start going earlier. Ain't living enough. Come on, play fun of you. Go before him as well. Tan Rabbanon Shchiv Mirasha. Margan is that, but he says Tanuma Saim Zuz Leploni Bni Bechor Karoilo. Give 200 Zuz to Ploni, this, you know, this boy who's my son, my firstborn son. Karoilo, that which is fitting for him. So what happens? Notlan v'notal es b'choroso. He gets first, you know, he gets both of these things. 200 zuz, and he gets the firstborn shtickle. Im is his double portion. Im amar b'choroso, but he didn't say the lashon of, you know, leploni b'ni b'chor karoil. He just says b'choroso, gives 200 zuz to my ploni, my firstborn, for his firstborn portion. Then yodol el yona, then he has the upper hand to decide which one he wants to take. Ratzah notlan, if once you can take the 200 zuz, ratzah notlan b'choroso, you can take his b'choroso, whichever one is more you can end up taking. And similarly, Shchumir HaShalmer, a guy's deathbed, he says, Tanu Masayim Zuz Leplonis Ishti Karoila. Give 200 Zuz to my wife, you know, this woman, my wife, Karoila, which is fitting for her, Notlasam, Notelas, Xuvasa, and she gets that, and she gets a Xuba. Imamar Kixuvasa, if he says, like that's in her Xuba, then she only gets. Then she doesn't take both, she takes one. Beep, turn the page. She has the upper hand. She can take 200 zuz. She can take both of kesubas. Obviously, working out which is going to be the best case for her. But what about if you have a case of a dead, the guy in his deathbed? He says, Tanu Masayim Zuz Leploni Balchovi Karoilo. Give 200 zuz to Ploni, my Balchov, the one I owe the money. Karoilo, which is fitting to him, the Notlan Venotal Schova, whoa, he gets 200 zuz, and he gets, you know, what it's owed to him. Vilmam Rechova, but if he says, give it to him, to so and so, for that I owe him, the Notlan Rechova, then he could take, you know, then he could take them only as his payment. Here we don't see Yado Yono. All we say is that let's say the guy owes him 400 zuz, then he can take the 200 zuz as payment, now he only owes him 200 more zuz. But if he only owed him 100 zuz, then he can't take 200 zuz, he can only take the one that's owed to him. Bishum da amar karoilo. Another Gemara says, now because of the fact that the Shchimir says, give 200 zuz karoilo, and he says the lashon of karoilo, the notlan v'notal schovo, he gets to take that and the chov. V'dilma karoilo b'chov akama. Maybe every time he said in these cases, even the earlier ones with the bechor, with his wife, when he says karoilo, what he means is karoilo of the chov that he owes, and therefore it's only that amount, not double. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Hamani, who is this? Was going like Rabbi Akiva. The Dayek Lishna Yesera. He makes a diak on the extra wording, right? When you said that, you didn't have to say that if it meant the 200, because we already said 200. The fact that he said that, we're medayek on that, we learned from that to give him extra. The Tanan, for we learned in the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah that we saw earlier. Veloas Abor, Veloas Adus, right? Daf Samech Dalet. If someone sells a house, but he doesn't say exactly what's included. So one who sells any the house, it doesn't come along with the bor, the pit of water, and not the dus. Alpha picha kosov lo umka veruma. Even though he wrote, I'm selling the depth and the height of the house. But he has to also, but he has to buy a right of way to the pit of the cistern from the buyer. The Rabbi Kiva is like this Rabbi Kiva, but he says that the typical sale person doing it, he does it in a yada in a very. I forgot the lashon. but he does it very generously. They say ain tzarich lika chuderich. He doesn't have a tikkun derech because he's selling it as the minimally. But I'm embarrassed. I don't remember the lesson. Anyway, Umboder Beikiva is much of the chutz me'elu when he says, except for these, she'eno tzarich lika chuderich. He doesn't have to buy a right of way. Because these are extra words, because he's getting the pit in his cistern anyway. The fact that he does that means there's a reason he's saying that, and means he's holding on to the right of way. He's selling it more minimally. Alma, we see Kevin the Lutzarich Bekamer, doesn't even he said that Litfuye Milsa Kasi is coming to imply something extra over here. Acharami, he would hear too as well. Kevin the Lutzarich Bekamer, since he doesn't have to say, you know, the Karoy Lushtekol, and he says, anyway, Litfuye Milsa Kasi, there's an extra thing that we're learning from here, period. Tana Rabbanan, Shchimir Hashamar, a person on his deathbed who says, Mana Yeshli Eitzel Ploni, I have my money by this guy, he owes me money, 100. Haidim Kosa and the witness and write it down. Alphabisha Ain Makirin is even though they don't recognize the person who borrowed it, right? In other words, they don't really know what's going on over here. Says Rashbam, Alphabisha Ain Makirin. Esalove O Im Nischayev Lo Klum Im Lav. They don't recognize who it is, or they don't even know the guy's chayev in the first place. Lefikash Gugove, when the Yorish comes to go and to claim it, Sarach Lahavi Raya is to bring a Raya. For the fact that he actually owes it to it, that it's owed. The Rimeir is like the Rimeir. Chamorim ain't kosher. No, you don't write it down. Elim kin rakir, unless they recognize, they know that this is actually true. Lefikach, therefore, kishu gov, when he's gov, ain't tzarich levi raya. It's the raya because the fact that it's written is enough of raya. Says Rashbam, shari lo kosfu, elim kin ekiru, ve'ainu tzarich lahavi raya. It wouldn't write it down unless they recognize him. They have to bring another raya. Cheres, elishtar zeh yiskayim b'chosmos. The shtar is mekuyim with the signatures. I'm Rav Nachman, version number two of this. I'm really only who Natana Rabbi Meir Omer Ain Kosin. Don't write it down, right? Unless you know it's actually true. This was the flip of what we said before, right? The Rabbi Meir in the first version said, write it down. Chum said, don't. Here it's saying, Rabbi Meir says, don't write it down. Chum Rabbi Kosin, they say, write it down. They flip the opinions over here. Now, why would he say not to? The reason why Meir said not to write it down is because he's worried that maybe Bezin's going to make a mistake to allow the Yarshim to collect it without actually bringing any sort of raya that it's actually owed. So that's why he says don't write it down. Amar Avdimi Meir Dai, Hilchas Halacha is, Ein Choshen LeBezin Toin. We're not worried about Bezin making a mistake, and therefore you can write it down, even if they don't know whether it's true, and then you have to bring a proof that it's actually true. Umaishna de Rava. Why is this different from Rava? Dama Rava ain cholzin. You can't do chalitza. Ela im kein makirin unless the judge recognizes the people that are there. Right? They know that it's actually a good chalitza. Ve'ein memanin. Also, you can't do mion. Ela im kein makirin unless they recognize the people that are involved over here. That's talking about when a girl who's underage gets married off by her brother or by her mother and she decides she wants to get rid of that marriage. She could do miyun to get to finish off the marriage to say, I don't want this. Lefikach, therefore, if you have people witness chalitza or miyun, that's done in court. Kosvin get chalitza v'get miyun. They write a get for each one of them. Vafabish ain makirin, even though they don't recognize them. The fact that the court let it go through must be that they actually knew that it was correct and good. The fact that we make this all be written down over there, he says, chalitza and mian can't be done in front of a court unless they know that it's actually the right people. Mishud v'choshen l'beizan toren, must be because we're actually worried that beizan are going to make a mistake over here, which goes against Rav Dima that says that we're not worried about it. Says Gemara, lo, beizdina basar beizdina lo daiki. One court is not going to go investigate that of another court. So like Rava says, then there's grounds for concern that when one court finds out the chalitza miyum was done in front of another court, it might assume the other court established that it's true, Beis Din Basar Edim Daiki. But a court will examine that of the Edim, of the witnesses. Therefore, Vishkimiyah says, makes a claim in front of Edim, and they write in Nishtar, there's no grounds for concern that a court will rely on this document and assume that the witnesses verified it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.